A dispute over lowering the American flag could lead to the recall of Glendale, California's mayor. For the last 3 years, Glendale has flown the flag at half-staff on April 24th. That's the day Armenians commemorate what they consider genocide by Ottoman Turks early in the 20th century. Ethnic Armenians make up about a third of Glendale's population. Some of the city's other residents object to the lowering of the flag, and their protest has highlighted tensions over Glendale's changing population, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Lots of people in Glendale know Joe Mandoki, a street minister and community activist with a distinctive gray ponytail. So few passers-by were surprised to see Mandoki standing outside his local post office recently, gathering signatures to start the complicated process of recalling Glendale's mayor.
We'll put you right here on the bottom line there. You can just print your name, your address, and your signature there.
Mandoki feels Mayor Gus Gomez dishonored the U.S. flags at city buildings when he ordered them lowered in April to mark the Armenian genocide. Yet it's hardly surprising that Gomez and his predecessors have done so since 1999. In recent years, Glendale has become home to the biggest concentration of ethnic Armenians outside Armenia's capital, Yerevan. But Joe Mandoki says as much as he feels the killing of more than a million Armenians should be marked, lowering the U.S. flag is the wrong way to do it.
When one group of people says, you know, I want the flag lowered for my occasion, then everybody else thinks, well, I should ask for it for mine. And so the whole thing, when we start lowering the flag for everything, then it becomes meaningless lowering the flag.
Mandoki, a veteran, points to the U.S. code that governs the flag. Aside from certain definite cases, such as the death of government officials, it generally leaves when to lower the flag up to the president or, in some cases, governors. Mandoki, who is himself a Hungarian immigrant, says his recall campaign is all about proper respect for the flag and is not anti-Armenian. But he acknowledges his efforts may have stirred emotions about immigration in Glendale.
There are some people who don't like the Armenians. There's some people who don't like Hungarians. There's some people who don't like Italians. There, you know, you can't get rid of those people. In my campaign, if somebody says they're doing this because they don't like Armenians, I tell them not to sign my petition.
Mayor Gus Gomez did not return NPR's calls about his possible recall. His decision to lower the flag last April had the support of most of the city council, but it has provoked a backlash.
What it's done to this community, it's pretty sad because it's become an issue that has divided neighbors and friends and sometimes families.
Alex Sardar, executive director of the Armenian National Committee in the Western U.S., grew up in Glendale. He says the flag debate has almost become a litmus test of patriotism.
In my own personal experience, I had a neighbor sort of accuse me of being un-American because I supported lowering the flag in commemoration of the Armenian genocide.
One group that seems especially upset about Glendale's flag-lowering policy has been veterans. Here at the VFW post in neighboring La Crescenta, opinions vary. Vietnam veteran Robert Stewart is the exception.
I personally don't have any ill feelings about lowering our standard. It has been done before for other countries. They lowered it before for the British War dead. I don't see any harm in doing so.
But most people interviewed oppose Glendale's policy. World War II veteran Bob Kemp sees the issue as symbolic of how, in his opinion, newly arrived Armenians refuse to adapt to American ways.
If you're in this country, learn the language, speak the language, or get the hell out. The Armenians, we're getting too many of them.
Such sentiments are not uncommon in places that become magnets for large groups of immigrants. And estimates show Southern California has absorbed perhaps 20% of all immigrants to the U.S. in the last 35 years. UCLA political science professor Exandra Caden says that has led to a number of flare-ups over symbols like the flag or signs in languages other than English.
Much of Southern California is made up of small, what used to be very homogeneous communities, and it's understandable. People don't like change. We never like change. And it is changing, and it isn't anything that they have control over.
The effort to recall Glendale's mayor still has a long way to go. Sponsor Joe Mandoki will have to gather more than 13,000 signatures to force a new election, which might not take place before next year. In the meantime, both sides say they might be able to find a compromise that would commemorate the Armenian genocide without involving the U.S. flag. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Glendale.